It's so important for schools and communities to get vaccinated because we've got to beat this virus. And to do that, we all have to do our part in it. I chose to get vaccinated. I actually put it on Twitter. It was so simple and so quick. So I would definitely encourage everyone to do it because number one, our families depend on it. We depend on each other. Our communities depend on it. We need you to do it so that we can all make sure that we're safe.
If the way out of the pandemic is to get people vaccinated, the line outside Nathan Hill High School is a sign things are going in the right direction.
The big thing was to come to Raider Field and celebrate this time that we're in and get vaccinated.
Getting vaccinated on campus this week, schools in the East Bay are trying to make it as easy as possible for students and their families.
It's WJZ News at 4:30.
Well, lining up to get the shot, younger teenagers now eligible for a coronavirus vaccine.
So hey everybody, this is Charles Anderson from Michelle Clark. We are here in our great girly center where we've now turned it into a vaccination site. Michelle Clark is doing our part by being one of the schools that are open to be able to help everybody with that vaccination.
Bloomberg schools will be joining in the effort to get more people vaccinated. This Saturday, 7 CMS schools will operate as vaccine sites for kids, parents, really anyone who is eligible and wants the shot.
And your COVID-19 vaccine, you're going to want to listen to this. The Red Cross says anyone who has received their COVID-19 vaccine cannot donate convalescent plasma to help other COVID-19 patients in hospitals. That plasma is made up of antibodies from people who have recovered from the virus. But the vaccine wipes out those antibodies, making the convalescent plasma ineffective in treating other COVID-19 patients.
NBC Bay Area's Sergio Quintana is in Concord tonight with more on the changing vaccine strategy.
Beginning this week here in Contra Costa County, high school and middle school campuses will be hosting vaccination clinics starting Tuesday here at Concord High School and at Antioch Middle School. Shots will be available. It's all part of a countywide plan to try to get as many people vaccinated as possible. The new Contra Costa County plan includes hosting vaccine clinics on school campuses Tuesday through Saturday.
Surrounded by track practice, Seattle firefighters on Raider Field gave students the COVID-19 vaccine.
Thanks for staying with WJZ. I'm Rick Ritter.
And I'm Denise Kokel. Many schools in the region are converting into adolescent vaccine sites, making it easy for teens to get protected.
So it's so important for schools and communities to get vaccinated because we've got to beat this virus. And to do that, we all have to do our part in it. I chose to get vaccinated. I actually put it on Twitter. It was so simple and so quick. So I would definitely encourage everyone to do it because number one, our families depend on it. We depend on each other. Our communities depend on it. We need you to do it so that we can all make sure that we're safe.
Well, Travis County's COTA vaccination site is handing out more than vaccines. They're also giving opportunities for some hands-on experience.
As KVU's Darrenisha Heron tells us, it's an opportunity for some Del Valley High School students to accomplish their dreams and make a difference.
Del Valley High School students tapping in to some hands-on experience.
And I'm making sure there's like no bubbles in the bottom.
Senior Stephanie Guzman showing the process for making sure the COVID-19 vaccine is good for use.
Have like none if I can.
The students are part of different healthcare programs offered by the school.
I was like actually excited, like when I found out that I had the opportunity to do that, like I was like, I'm totally gonna do it.
These teens spent their weekend at Circuit of the Americas preparing vaccines for distribution at the site.
It's been really fun, challenging, and exciting. Like, this was the only time we got to do hands-on this year. We were supposed to be doing other stuff, but with COVID, it kind of got canceled. So being able to come in and, you know, get our hands on it was fun.
Brianna Paz is wrapping up her senior year as well.
There's like a little bubble, so I'm trying to fix that. So.
In her hands is the key that unlocked the opportunity for seniors to have a graduation in person.
So like anyone, that's their dream, you know, to walk the stage. So yeah, I'm really looking forward for that. Like, I'm already ready. I'm just trying to walk that stage and move on.
Paz agrees. Her goal is not only to walk the stage with a diploma, but a patient care technician certification as well.
So I'm using a certificate to gain experience, to get ahead of others, and so I can put that on my resume for medical school.
With every syringe filled, these students are tapping in to a brighter future for not only themselves, but for the world. In Travis County, Darrenisha Heron, KVU News.
Well,
Maureen, on Saturday, anyone can walk up to any of these seven CMS schools and get the COVID-19 vaccine. It's the latest strategy by county health officials trying to make the shot as accessible as possible.
We are working with CMS, who's, you know, kind of put out releases. They're sending out information to staff. They're going to send out, to send out a district-wide information to parents. We also know our school health nurses are on-site at schools, have been very involved in the vaccine process.
McClintock Middle School parent Keyshawna Lowe says she's not sure if her family will get the vaccine.
Maybe I will, to make the world better. But I don't know.
She does think it's a good idea for the school to host this event for people who want it and for school nurses to answer questions students might have.
They'll talk about it and maybe change their mind.
Parent Jonathan Evans says it makes sense.
I think it would be convenient. Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Dr. Meg Sullivan says it's not just about getting children the shot, but everyone.
We are encouraging anyone who is in the car, anyone who comes in, anyone that we see to get vaccinated.
If you need a ride to one of these vaccine clinics, Mecklenburg County has you covered. The county is partnering with CATS and MTS. For details on how you can get a ride, go to WBTV.com. Reporting live outside McClintock Middle School, Caroline Hicks, WBTV. On your side. 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 On your side.